Elliot Bernstein, who was one of the children of Simon Shirley Bernstein, has filed numerous pleadings in both of these states. All of them are virtually duplicates of one another. And under the administrative order 2.302, we filed a motion to transfer and consolidate the two estates of Simon and Shirley Bernstein, who are the parents of Elliot Bernstein and my client, Ted Bernstein, as well as the grandchildren who are the ultimate beneficiaries of both of these estates, the mother lode of both of these estates, to transfer both of them to you because you have the lower case number. So we would ask that you consider, and here the notice of filing that I did, Judge, which shows, these are schedules, which show all of the various pleadings up through September 25th that are comparative and duplicate between the two estates. As you may remember, Your Honor,
okay, well, let me ask, who, Mr. Elliot?
Yes, sir.
What did you say about their motion?
Well, Your Honor, the first thing is I think he just said he's representing my brother Ted, when in fact, I believe Ted filed with you an appearance with Spallina, his client, as his counsel. And Mr. Mansteri is representing, I believe, Spallina and Tesher in his notices of appearance with your court. So I'm not exactly sure. And one more thing, Your Honor, just real quick to set the record straight, the court fixed the docket, your docket, and there is a list of respondents. I'd like to just make sure, take like an attendance of who's here, who's represented.
No, I don't want you to do that. I just want to know what your position is on the motion.
Well, my, what is their motion? Is the first,
the
they,
motion is,
that's a motion and judge.
There's two estate cases of your parents.
Right.
One before me, one's before Judge French. I have the lower case number. They said there's some similar matters that are going on. They want one judge to handle it.
That motion that you're talking about is filed in Judge French's court. So you're right. Ruling on Judge French's
sure.
Motion?
Yes.
Yes?
Not here, yeah.
Okay. Because that hearing was canceled. Okay. So my belief is that we shouldn't merge the cases at this point. We've got, you know, evidence of forgery and fraud in the court.
I don't want the merits of it. I want to know why procedurally we shouldn't have one judge hear the whole thing. It could be me or Judge French, but...
Well, I filed a motion.
Lower case number with me.
I filed a motion this morning that it shouldn't be either of you two. That perhaps you guys need to be disqualified because you're centrally involved. The frauds occurred in your court and on your court. Your signature is on a bunch of the documents that were used fraudulently to close the estate of my mother, which caused its opening. And it might have to go to two fresh judges. Not that I'm saying anybody's involved, but we have to depose you about signatures, about things in the court, and perhaps officers of the court.
Okay.
And further,
stop.
Your Honor, these officers...
Stop. Oh, cutting you off.
Yes, sir.
Motion to transfer granted. Okay. And but the cases are not consolidated. They keep two separate cases. They're just both before me.
That's correct, Judge. Under the administrative order, that's correct.
Okay. What else for today?
That's it, Judge.
Okay.
I have a blank order. I can have it...
Show it to
Mr. Bernstein before he leaves, and we'll have it
okay, thanks.
Thank you, Judge.
We're running on record.
That's fine. agenda.
You want to send that to me?
Obviously, leave on order.
What do you do right now?
Change it to January 2014, yeah. Figure out to squeeze it down to one page. Okay, then it's not, then it's then something to work down so that it goes on. If you can't make it smaller, make the adjourned portion go on to the second page. The second adjourned.
We got a fly. Oh, do I have some? Anything to put into it?
Your choice.
Okay.
Stay away.
Okay. Well, how long should it take? You just said a
minute. You
okay.
You read all your pleadings.
You read the one this morning, Kyle.
Read
this morning.
Thank you, see until I'm done.
Read the one I filed before the court, huh? Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh, don't worry, they didn't. Where'd they go? He didn't say a word when he said this guy's misrepresenting people. You could tell he was just there. This was all a scam. We had a hearing on somebody else's court motion. Because he wasn't here, was he supposed to be here? We heard somebody else's motion. We'll read that motion and you'll see they busted. Because it busted him on all those points, now it's in the record. Colin's in the record, refusing to set the record straight of who's being representing who. He's allowing illegal representation throughout the court.
Are you 3 minutes on it?
You want me to make changes on it?
No, I want you to make changes. If you have any changes, we'll go in and tell the judge.
Yeah.